State Department condemns intimidation campaign against Shen Yun, urges protection. The State Department has condemned an intimidation campaign carried out by Beijing and its proxies targeting a New York-based performing arts group and is calling for measures to ensure freedom of expression. The mission of Shen Yun Performing Arts is to revive traditional Chinese culture, which has been all but erased in China. Shen Yun also portrays human rights abuses taking place today against practitioners of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. The Chinese Communist Party has been trying to eliminate the practice for the past 25 years. Since Shen Yun's founding in 2006, the company has faced nonstop efforts by the Chinese Communist Party to sabotage its performances. The Falun Dafa Information Center, a nonprofit documenting the CCP's persecution, has tracked more than 130 cases in which Chinese diplomats and operatives linked to Beijing have tried to keep Shen Yun from performing at venues around the world. That campaign has recently escalated in intensity, with suspected CCP operatives sending dozens of emails with bomb and assassination threats to theaters, to Shen Yun itself, and to members of the U.S. Congress who support Falun Gong. "We condemn such acts of intimidation and urge protection of the right to free expression," a State Department spokesperson told the Epoch Times, adding that the department urges the Chinese Communist Party to end its now 25-year campaign to eradicate Falun Gong. The spokesperson said the State Department's annual International Religious Freedom Report documents incidents of interference against Falun Gong practitioners and Shen Yun performing arts in many countries. In recent weeks, a theater set to host Shen Yun in Dijon, France, received a bomb threat, prompting local police to sweep the theater before the performance could go ahead. A similar threat was sent on February 3rd to a theater in Woking, England. Another was received on January 18th in Lodz, Poland. A box office was threatened in Taiwan on January 13th, and a theater in Berkeley, California, was threatened on January 10th. In addition, Shen Yun's headquarters in upstate New York received multiple bomb and mass shooting threats over the same period. The threats of direct violence come after more than 15 years of CCP attempts to exert diplomatic pressure to stop Shen Yun's performances, some of which have succeeded, as in the case of South Korea. In an Epoch Times investigation into what happened in South Korea, cited in the State Department's 2023 Religious Freedom Report, a Chinese embassy spokesperson admitted on record that the embassy falsely told South Korean entities that it was not legal to let Shen Yun perform there. Global concerns. While no violence from the recent spate of threats has materialized to date, concerns are growing in Washington and beyond. In the UK, Member of Parliament Jim Shannon raised the issue in a February 6th debate. "For the last 25 years, Falun Gong practitioners in China have suffered relentless persecution at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party," he said, citing human rights reports highlighting the millions of people who have faced imprisonment, forced labor, and torture for their beliefs. Whistleblower accounts show that the Chinese regime has been escalating this campaign globally. CCP leader Xi Jinping personally ordered this escalation in late 2022, as reported by the Epoch Times in December 2024. Leaked reports from other sources, including notes from multiple internal meetings among top Chinese police officials, further corroborated the report. "These leaked notes," Shannon said, "indicate that the regime is now escalating efforts to eliminate Falun Gong worldwide using a network of spies, social media, disinformation, and harassment of practitioners, even here in this great United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The expansion of this campaign beyond China's borders is deeply troubling," he said. "This is not just an attack on religious freedom. It is an affront to British values, democracy, and the rule of law. Will the government urgently investigate and counter the influence of the Chinese Communist Party's transnational repression within our borders, including its attacks on Falun Gong and its attempts to censor Shen Yun performances?" Lucy Powell, leader of the House of Commons, said she appreciated that Shannon had raised this important issue of freedom of religion or belief. The UK's Foreign Secretary and Chancellor both visited China recently and discussed this topic with their Chinese counterparts, Powell said, adding that these issues are taken very seriously by this government. Disinformation strategy. According to multiple whistleblowers cited in an August report by the FDIC, Beijing's new strategy involves manipulating social media influencers and Western media to propagate misinformation and false allegations, with the goal of sowing public discord and triggering a U.S. law enforcement response against practitioners of the spiritual discipline. The New York Times has published 10 articles attacking Shenyun and Falun Gong over the past 6 months. A Chinese-American YouTuber who has declared Falun Gong his enemy bragged on social media about helping the New York Times reporters. "I was the one who introduced people to the New York Times, especially for the initial interviews," he wrote on social media platform X following the publication of the New York Times' first hit piece on Shenyun in August. "They found additional people through that." In 2023, the FBI marked the man as potentially armed and dangerous after he was spotted near the Shenyun campus in upstate New York. He was subsequently arrested and is facing charges of possession of illegal firearms. Several whistleblowers who provided internal CCP information to the FDIC have independently identified the man as being used by the CCP to spread malicious information against Falun Gong. The New York Times relied heavily on a small group of disgruntled former performers without revealing that at least three of them have ties to the Beijing Dance Academy, according to an FDIC report issued earlier this year. The Beijing Dance Academy, a Chinese state-run organization, is an instrument in the CCP's global campaign against Shenyun, the report stated. Peter Svab contributed to this report.